Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The best tactic to combat weed competition in farm fields is to prevent weeds from germinating and emerging in the first place. Pre-emerge herbicides can be one tool farmers may use to limit early season weed growth, but the timing of herbicide application makes a difference. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones explains, activating moisture is needed to move herbicides into the soil profile. He says an early pre-emerge application of herbicide accomplishes this nicely.
One of the biggest advantages is you have more time for that herbicide to intercept activating rainfall, right? So it's getting down into that soil earlier, and then you're also able to just plant your seeds and not have to worry about chasing the planter with the sprayer.
On the other hand, waiting to apply pre-emerge herbicides at or right after planting extends residual control further into the growing season. Jones reports herbicides applied at planting require roughly 1/2 to 1 inch of rainfall within a week to move the product into the soil. There is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to pre-emerge herbicide timing, as decisions must be influenced by weed pressure, manpower, and equipment.
If you can make it a field-by-field decision, that may be a better bet than trying to just make a broad statement for across the farm.
Finally, weather likely plays a role when to spray. Jones says watching weather forecasts can aid in the decision to apply pre-emerge herbicides before or at planting. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for further details.